Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. Hope everyone's having a good week so far. We are at, Tuesday already? Tuesday of this week. Thank God. Week's moving quick. It's Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. here on the East Coast in New York. And had a beautiful day today, and hopefully we got some more nice weather ahead of us for the remainder of the summer. We made it through the heat wave, and hey, what can I say? I'm very excited. It's summertime. It's a good time to be alive. Very excited to have on the show today Mr. Wilho Sari. Wilho, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So, Wilho, we had you on for a bit of an extended series a couple months ago, maybe a month or two ago even at this point.
Yes.
Where we had you on, and you are a super talented guy. I mean, I got to say, we had such
you.
Great feedback from the shows that we did with you, and everyone, you know, really enjoyed, you know, listening to you perform, and you know, listen to you, and you know, with on the records that you we were able to play on the air. So, how have things been for you since we last spoke?
Well, I haven't done much traveling. I'm basically at home, but I've been busy writing music for the cantilla. And
very cool. Very cool. Do you have
currently somewhere's over 4,000 pieces I've written already.
Wow. Very nice. Well, so have you performed live shows anywhere recently?
Well, in our hometown here in Nassau, Washington, we had our FinFest, which is every other year, and it was two weekends ago, and my sister and my daughter and I, the three of us, we had several performances here, local performances.
Very cool. And so, Wilho, why don't you just refresh everyone real quick? I mean, how long have you been playing the cantilla for?
Well, I have a music background, and my dad played every night after work. But when I was growing up, it was dad's thing. And I played band instruments, trumpet, baritone, bass, and the piano. But I hardly touched the cantilla. 14 years after he died, when I turned 50, I decided I'm going to see if give it a try. And when I turned 50, I knew how Dad played it, so for me it was easy to continue playing, and I've been playing it now for 34 years. I wish I would have started as a kid. It's been so much fun.
Very cool. So Wilho, I just, you know, since we're on the topic of your talent and how awesome it was to have you play songs for us live tonight, do you have anything you know, that you'd like to play for us live in a couple minutes, you know, down the road?
Oh, I can play whatever you want me to. I have two CDs. One CD is basically, it's tunes that I've written myself, and the other CD is Cantilla Songs of Praise. It's basically Finnish and English church music.
That's right.
So
very
I can
cool.
play.
Well, before we get into the performance, I would love to, I'd love to actually, you know, talk a little more about some of the new songs that you've been writing. I mean, what has been inspiring you lately?
Oh, I don't know. I just get a little idea in my head, and I have to put it down. I do most of my writing on the computer, and so that's been my current hobby.
Sure. Now, when you say the computer, what do you write down on the computer? Do you record right into the computer?
I write the whole song on the computer. It's easier to do that than to write it with a pencil.
Nice. Okay.
And then I generally write it in in the key of G. That's what my cantile is tuned to. But then I make, with the computer, I can easily make copies in other keys. So I've been, for several years, I've been doing, writing them in G, and then I make copies in C and also in two sharps in D. So I have it in three keys in case somebody's ever needing to use a different key for playing.
Cool. And a quick question too, then, as far as what you have going on, you know, for future stuff. I mean, do you have any plans to travel with you know, with performances?
Not really, except whenever somebody calls, I usually will go. Like I went the other week. I went to play at a retirement center in Astoria, Oregon. And they wanted me to even come back every weekly there, but we'll see what happens.
That'd be cool, all right?
Yeah.
Now, in all this time that you've been performing, do you still get the same, you know, nervous energy that you have when you go up there and perform?
Well, I don't really have nervous energy anymore. I've done it so much already, but it's just been a fun thing to entertain audiences.
That's awesome. That's really cool to hear. And so what would you tell people about, you know, how to really succeed at any instrument, really?
Well,
you know, what would be some advice that you'd give people as far as, you know, if pursuing music as a full-time, you know, thing, or, you know, even as a hobby? I mean, how can people get into it?
Well, that's a hard question to answer, but every person's different. My cantile playing goes back five generations. My great-great-grandmother in Finland, Greta Haapasalo, was well known in the 1800s, raised a family of 11 children and practically supported them by going around playing the Finnish harp, the kantele. And there's a statue of her in Finland, and so when I go to Finland, of course, I have to go stand by her statue and have my picture taken. But there's a famous song that most everyone in Finland knows, and that's one piece that we quite often will perform wherever we go.
In very cool. Very
English,
cool.
The words are, "My cantile will sound more beautiful in heaven," and they're just there are words for that song also.
And so, would you like us to maybe start to play a song or two from one of the albums?
Yes.
Okay, which album would you like us to play first? We have Songs of Praise, or obviously... go ahead.
We'll take from the Songs of Praise. Were
okay.
You going to play it from there?
Sure, what song would you like us to play?
Any song.
All right. And this is actually the first track.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is Wilho Sari.
Thank you.
That was Wilho. Sorry. Wilho, why don't you tell us a little bit about that song? I have the English title as I Sing My Joy to the Lord.
The Finnish title is Riemuin Jumalalle Laulan, and it basically means the same thing.
So what made you want to do that song in particular?
I had no reason. I just liked the tune, so I started off with that one first.
And was that like, is that one of your more favorite songs? Is that why you picked it first to go on the album?
Not necessarily. No, I just started off with a Finnish tune.
Okay. And so I'm curious to know, how long did it actually take you to record that? How many takes did it usually take?
Well, basically, I think I've done all the recording in one. I met with a guy that did the taping, and I practically did all of it at one sitting.
Nice. That's great. That's really cool. Okay, so what do we have on here? We have 20-something songs on here, it looks like. 22 songs. What's another song that you'd like to hear from this album?
Okay.
We have, how about track 2, I Have Heard of a City of Wonder?
Yes, I Have Heard of a City of Wonder. Okay.
Cool. This is Wilho Sari from the album Songs of Praise. Cantella Songs of Praise, of course.
This is from a Russian tune, this song.
That was Wilho Sari from the album Cantella Songs of Praise, I Have Heard of a City of Wonder. So Wilho, you know, moving on, you know, as far as some of your favorite moments playing, you know, at a live performance aspect of things, what can you tell us about that? Do you have any favorite memories of shows that you've played?
Well, our group that I've been teaching, and they're from the Portland area and Seattle area. There was a group of us about 6-7 years ago. We did a Cantile Mass, and we went, there were about 12-14 of us that went to Finland, and we performed in a number of churches there. That was quite an experience for that many of us to go to Finland to perform in about 6-8 churches.
Very cool. Very cool. What would you say are some of the favorite things that you've done, you know, with the live performance things and getting to travel and such? Do you have a favorite part of the world that you would just go to endlessly if you could?
We've been to so many, it's just unreal.
Yep.
We've been all the way from the state of Maine to Florida, New England states, central states, Michigan, Minnesota,
and have you
California.
Played in New York?
Pardon?
Have you played here in New York?
Yes, I can't think of the town that we were there. Yes, we've been there too.
Very cool, very cool.
Northern part of the state, somewhere. And
upstate, maybe? Upstate New York?
Yes.
Very nice.
And so it's been unreal for us. I never dreamed.
Well, that's amazing. You know, you get to do what you love.
At this age, to be able to do all these things.
Sure, absolutely. And you know what? And again, like I said, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show because of that. Because, you know, we know that you gotten to achieve so much. And again, you kind of got, you know, you had just a natural gift for this. And it's great that you're able to see the world and do the things that you get to do. And for everyone just joining us, we're with
Yeah,
it's
just
Will
been unreal.
Song.
The honors I've received from. And I just consider myself an ordinary player, but here, what year was it? About 11 years ago, I received the State of Washington Heritage Award. There were about four or five of us that received it that year. And the next year, the National Award was given to about 8-9 people, and I happened to be one of them, and we received this award in Washington, D.C. in 2006. It's just been unreal.
That's great, yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny because, you know, I know you're, a fifth-generation player now of the Cancela?
Yes.
Fifth generation. I mean,
my daughter she's a good player. She's a sixth generation player.
Yeah.
I should play great great grandmother's song that most everyone in Finland knows.
We would love to hear it, absolutely.
I don't know if my wife wants to sing with me on the second time. She's shaking her head. But I'll go ahead and play. Mun kanteleni is the name in Finnish. Okay, I'll lay the phone down.
Okay.
song that most everyone in Finland would know.
Now, what is this song about exactly?
Mun kanteleni, my harp will sound more beautiful in heaven, and with a new voice I will sing up there.
Very cool.
And there's another verse to it also yet, but anyway, this is a very well-known song over there.
Okay, great.
And in this country, too, wherever there's a Finnish community, they will know this song.
This song you're going to play now?
Well, let's see. I'll go ahead and do another song from Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary. This is also from the CD.
Okay. And what was the name of that one?
Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary.
Nice. Now these are all original songs, or do you cover songs too?
No, none of these were original with me. My original songs are in the other CD, the CD called Vilhon Vintiltä. Vinti is an attic. And Wilhelm's
from Willie's attic.
My head.
Sure. Awesome. I have this album ready to go. Just wondering if you had any songs you'd like to hear off this one, or you'd like us to hear. I was curious to hear actually was Rainy Day Melody. It sounds like a really cool name. So if you don't mind, we're going to go ahead and play that one now.
Go ahead. Sure.
All right. And this is from the album From Willie's Attic by Will Hosari. Thank you. Well, as always, this is, we love it. Everything that we get to listen to is so cool by you. It's just, it's different. It's relaxing. There's a lot of good vibes behind it. It's really cool stuff.
Thank you.
And so, Wilho, we have about 5 minutes left in the show, a little less than that, actually. Just wondering, would you like us to play anything else off the records, or do you want to play us a couple more live songs? I mean, you tell us what you'd like to do, and the audience will eat it up.
Play anything off the CDs. That's fine.
Cool. All right. So what I want to hear next, I think, is, please correct me if I'm saying this incorrectly, Coco Peruca? Does that sound
Coco
right?
Coco Peruca.
Coco, Say that one more time. Very cool. Okay, this is the 10th track off of From Willie's Attic. Again, such a cool song, really great sound. Where did you record most of the album?
There was a man in Astoria, Oregon that did a lot of this taping for me. And also, I've gone to Vancouver, Washington, where at a place called Cozy Dog Recording Studio, where I did some of my recordings also.
Very nice. That's great. We're running out of time, unfortunately. Why don't you tell people real quick, the best ways to get in touch with you, maybe get copies of the album, and then we'll play one more song to lead us out.
Well, my address is P.O. Box 111, Nacelle, Washington, NASELLE 98638. And my email address is Kantele, KANTELE, at wwest.net.
All right. Well, again, Wilho, thank you so much for coming on the show. And of course, as always, we invite you back anytime because we love having you on. And we're going to play one more track here just to lead us out. So, again, from everyone here at CMC Radio, we want to thank Wilho Sari for coming out. And definitely get in touch with him. Check him out. And you can see and hear some really great music. Right now I'm going to lead you out with, let's lead you out with Solitude. That's a cool song. Wilho, thank you so much again, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right. And again, thank you everybody for listening to CMC Radio tonight. My guest was Wilho Sari. Thank you so much.